Restoring the Joy. Words from Jesus.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. And my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise.
Psalm 51:12-15.
Everyone experiences times when they feel that they have lost the joy of their salvation. It's something they may not want to admit. They may feel it is wrong that they feel this way, and they wonder if they're the only one. Older people may be tempted to wonder if they feel this way because they've run out of steam and reached the end of their usefulness, or if it's a condition that comes with the slowing down of the body as they age. The joy of your salvation is a promise and a blessing that I've ordained for you. It is the reward of your faith for following me. Ask me to restore that joy to you as David did in the Psalms, and trust that you will receive it in full measure. My desire for you is that my joy will remain in you, and that your path will shine like the sun, ever brighter, unto that perfect day. I love them that love me, and they that seek me early and diligently shall find me. That's a key to walking in my spirit, to seek me early before your day begins. Seek me first each day before anything else, and as you commit your day and every care to me, you will experience my peace. Take the time early in the day to commune with me, as I did when I walked the earth with my disciples. I spent time alone with my Father to receive the strength for my mission. And the same is true of you. You need my strength to accomplish all that is before you. You can receive this strength in the morning hours, when the dew is still upon the roses, as you walk with me and talk with me. Always with you. I know the times of testing and hardship you have endured over the years, and the sacrifices you have made to stay true to me and to keep the faith. I feel the heartache you have experienced when your plans and desired progress were thwarted, and your life didn't move in the direction you had hoped for. I have been touched with the physical afflictions you have endured, and I understand that the weight of the load has been heavy at times, resulting in stress, worry, and personal sacrifices. I am not a stranger to the discouragement and even despair that you felt at times, as you view yourself as so incapable of meeting the great demands before you. I understand the times you've nearly collapsed under the weight of your to-do list or the struggles of everyday life. I know at times the burdens seem too heavy. You are my faithful servant who has kept the faith and is running the race. You have fought the good fight of faith. You are taking hold of eternal life, to which you were called, and you continue to confess in the presence of many witnesses. You have chosen to live a life of sacrifice, where in this life you may receive little credit for the work you do, and you often don't see the fruit of your everyday faithfulness. But you continue to keep your eyes on me and depend on my Spirit for the strength and endurance you need to keep running the race that is set before you. It is love that compels you to do it. Love for me, love for your brethren, and love for the lost of the world. I know what it costs you each day to give of yourself and to continue to serve me and others. I know that it's too heavy a load to carry in your own strength, which is why I have called you to come to me and take my yoke upon you and find my rest and joy. When you lose your joy, everything can start to feel like it's just so much work. That is the time to cast all your burdens on me and take the time to be spiritually replenished so that the joy of your salvation can be restored. My Spirit in you. There are always many things on your plate, and often too much to do, and more than is humanly possible for you to perform. There are people who depend on you, and people around you who need to be reached with my message, along with the many tasks that you need to perform every day. You're determined and dedicated, and you look around to see which direction to move first. It can be overwhelming as you dash around and do a little here and a little there, and by the end of the day, you're exhausted. It is important to remember that you have human limitations. I am the God of the universe. All power is given to me. I rule. I keep my promises. I am a faithful friend. You must learn to lean fully on me and give me room to work in and through you. You and the world around you are my creation. This is my work and my harvest field, and my Spirit is working in you to reach the world around you. Trust in me to work on your behalf and to do what only I can to fulfill my good purposes. There is often more than is humanly possible for you to do in a day. When the load is too big, come to me and let my Spirit work in you, and receive my power to accomplish all that I have for you. Draw close to me in your need. Trust in me to work in every situation. As you commit all things to me in prayer, let my joy remain in you and be full, so that others will see me in you. Communion with me. My beloved one, you have heard my word. You know the truth that sets you free. And you know that without me, you can do nothing. So take time to commune with me each day, to be filled with my Spirit and my joy, and to have the faith for whatever may come your way in a day. I can help you to overcome this seeming mountain of impossibility if you allow me to work and give me leave to do whatever is needed to bring about change and progress in your life. I will do what you cannot do and help you to become all that I have ordained for you to be. Making your time with me a priority is something you need to continually strive for. All the men and women of faith who came before you knew that was the key to living a godly life. They knew it was what would sustain them. The idea of taking time with me in the morning is expressed throughout my word. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up, and cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. This is a wonderful time when the soul is just beginning to stir, fresh and clean and new, and not yet imprinted with the business and glare of the day. There's a natural readiness to receive my word and my spirit at that time. There's less interference. There's less in the air that will distract you or interrupt you when you're hearing from me and spending time with me. Strive to take this time with me when there's nothing else on your mind but coming into my presence and receiving my joy, strength, and guidance for the day. I can't take away the difficulty of the path, but I can equip you for the journey and lighten your load. I love my children, and I love to spend time with them. I take the heart of each one in my hands and cherish it, and handle it with such gentleness and tenderness. The time you take in communion with me and my word along the way will make the journey a joy, because you'll have the strength to meet each challenge. I will be your help and comfort every step of the way. And when you complete your journey and reach the final mountaintop, we will rejoice together at the beautiful view.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.